Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Well, when they hit their quarterback 12 times, I don't like that. I don't like that stat at all. It's not a healthy way to play or a healthy way to keep our quarterback healthy through the remainder of the season.
Back to pass. Allen has time, now steps up in the pocket. Pressure coming, and he's sacked from behind. Absolutely drilled. And he is in pain. Rolling left, looking for somebody downfield. Doubles back to his right, still on his feet, in the clutches, and he's dropped for a major loss on the sack.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better throwing the ball away and living to see another down. And too many times I was going backwards.
Back to pass, pocket collapsing. Allen in trouble, and he's tripped up and dropped for another sack. This one by Daniil Hunter. Steps up in the pocket, pocket collapsing, and he's wrapped up, and he's going down for another sack. Way back at his 35-yard line.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Wow, sounds like a game I was smart to have not bothered to watch by these sound bites. Boy, did I make a good decision skipping that one? I did not skip that one. I watched even to the handshakes. I even watched the Amazon panel show last night. They were about to go to a guest is when I left. I don't need a guest. But I stayed through the end of the game. We'll turn it over to you here. We've got a shorter day for calls and analysis with the Sabres playing tonight. We'll have pregame with Paul coming up at 6 in less than an hour. Sam Panayotovich will join us at 5:30 to preview the rest of Week 12. It is relevant, some of it, to the Bills in the standings.
I was out of the room. I just want to make sure. Did Zach run down all the injury stuff that McDermott updated today? Okay, I don't need to repeat it all then. Okay, I won't. But that all doesn't sound great. Brown, they're still evaluating, but that sounds like it could be a little bit there. Bernard, week to week. Harrison's still in the concussion protocol. Tough. Brown would be the one there to me.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be really worried about him being out.
It's not the best team to play next.
No, that's
Pittsburgh.
Right. That's right.
In Pittsburgh. Part of the problem last night was being on the road for them.
Right.
I think that might be a team that's way different at home, just with noise and timing. And the Steelers will have that advantage against the Bills. Not that the Bills didn't have tons of fans there last night. You could hear it. And probably will have plenty in Pittsburgh, too. Let's go to Sean next. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. I think it's pretty clear that this roster is really lacking right now. But at the end of the day, I think Bead messed up big time the trade deadline. I know he tried to go for Waddle, but, I mean, this receiving core is just absolutely depleted. I think it's probably the worst it's been since 2018. I mean, we got a running back now. If you look back at 2021, I think we had our best receiving core in the Josh Allen era. And at this point, I mean, we just need receivers, and Bean didn't do his job. So that's about it.
Okay.
I think that's absolutely right.
Can't do much about it now.
Nothing to be done about it.
Maybe something comes up that helps you. But that's what like Davis and Mecole Hardman were sort of meant to be, right? Coleman's on the bench. Coleman's healthy. And important games, he doesn't get to play. That might change. You think that changes now?
It could change. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say I'd be surprised if it doesn't change, because I think he's earned his spot on the sideline right now with how he's played. Mostly, I'm not even that he could have been on time for everything, bringing donuts for everybody, for all I care, to meetings. He could be the Tom Coughlin 7 minutes early or whatever the heck that arbitrary nonsense he had when he was the Giants coach or the Jaguars coach, whatever.
Yeah.
I think his performance has not warranted him being on the field. So I don't need to get him back in, but they may try just about anything after what happened last night.
I mentioned the Shavers thing yesterday, right? The room on BetSweats and all that with his over-under, 22.5 yards. Huh. Why would he be able to go for 90 and then his line the next week is 22.5? And then on Joe and Sam's show, they pointed out he was like one of the most popular over, was one of the most popular bets of the night, and he did not get a target.
Right.
Ryan is next. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So, I have a lot of thoughts about the game, but the main thing I've been thinking the last couple weeks watching the game is just how much worse would things be going if James Cook was holding out? Like, what would their offense even look like at that point?
Wow. It might be better, right? Is that what you're driving at or the opposite? I'm not sure I know.
I don't know either. Like, would they be trying to run with even worse running backs, or would it force them to actually throw the ball like they did against Tampa Bay?
Well, I mean, it's interesting, but it's also maybe pointless because they built it around him. They needed him. They decided that. They paid him accordingly.
He is the only explosive skill player on the team. That's it. I don't think he's like a top five running back in the league. He's in rushing yards. He is.
Over 1,000.
In touchdowns, he's having a great year on top of a great year he had last year. Wherever he ranks, wherever you want, you think he's better than Jonathan Taylor because you love the Bills or something. Not the caller, just anybody out there listening to me right now. I don't need to undervalue him. He is the only explosive athlete they have on that side of the ball. That's it. How in the world are you supposed to be a contending level, Super Bowl winning caliber team and have that be the case? That seems incredible to me. And I know I'm just making the point that everybody's been making for months, weeks of this season, years on end. It's incredible. But where's the lie? He is the only explosive skill position player they have. That is absurd that you've not found your way to someone. It's why I wanted Xavier Worthy so bad. And it's not like it's going great for him in Kansas City right now either. But speed, something to scare someone. I mean, McDermott was all excited about Mecole Hardman. They needed speed so bad on this team. Just, it's just so bad to be where they are and have that be objectively true. Like, I'm not trying to slant this. You just tell me where the other guy is. That's scary in any way. I mean, everybody is telling you they're looking at these games and they're watching, if they're watching the whole field live or if they're watching it on all 22, defenses just do not have anything to fear or respect there. They just don't. It's like you're playing with one arm tied behind your back. To not have explosive athletes at your disposal, it's incredible. It really is.
Well, Palmer can be mentioned in this and has been many times because he was Beans get. He's had more than 40 catches in a season once in 5 years. This year he's at 18. I know he had an injury. That's part of football. That isn't like amazing that somebody gets hurt. He's 18. He had two last night. What was that supposed to be? Maybe we'll get to January. This is the last
part of
line
the year
on
where
every
we,
take.
Right,
we Maybe we get
minds.
To January
right.
and he makes the play and we're all right. fine.
See?
This was the year.
Yeah.
But he has 18 catches. He was the get. He was the guy that Bean bristled about, that he thought he was being ignored. That was the move that was being ignored. Last year, you guys could have said this. I get it. Diggs left.
But
not
I did
now.
This. Right.
I did this. Joshua Palmer, 18 catches, no touchdowns.
Yeah, the weird thing is that we knew he was on the team. Like, we followed.
We knew he was on the team when we said those things.
And we knew who he was.
And we didn't care.
And we knew what to expect. His career told you what to expect. Right, it's just going to, what? It's like he was playing with disadvantaged quarterbacks. He was playing with Justin Herbert. Yeah, it isn't like he was, you know, Jerry Jeudy stuck on some island with your name here throwing him passes in Cleveland. I don't know.
Tucker is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Happy early Thanksgiving from San Antonio. How you doing?
Love San Antonio.
Thank you.
I wish I could get back there.
Happy
I've been there once.
To you too.
And I loved it.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's a nice city. Weather's nice down here right now. In the, you know, born and raised Buffalo, kids, everybody, family, you know, we're in. And trying to figure out and analyze, you know, what went wrong, not necessarily yesterday, but the insanity of kind of repeating this story, it seems like, every year with this team, specifically, you know, the accountability of the head coach when it comes to offense. And I feel like he gets almost a pass at offense because of his position and how he has gone through four different offensive coordinators. At what point do we hold the head coach accountable for offensive mistakes? And where could you guys point to maybe criteria for, hey, it's been a good run, Sean, but we need to try something else? Thanks, and have a great holiday, and thank you guys for what you do.
Thank you. My answer on that is the same when it comes to I'm not going to try to dissect what the vagaries of hold guys accountable. When do you want him fired? When should he be fired? That's what you mean, right? When should he be fired? My thought on this through the offseason was I can't have another season end with this defense being unable to get stops, whether that's against Patrick Mahomes or anybody. I can't have that again. And that's what happened last year against the mediocre Chiefs offense that wasn't getting there against anybody. They got there against us. I scored 29 points and I still lost. For me, I decided, because people are always asking this question, let me just stand on this space, that if that happens again, I think I'll be done. Otherwise, I don't know. Like, I don't think he needs to have so much accountability, quote unquote, for their offense. He doesn't call their plays. He doesn't run their offense. He's the head coach. He is now running their defense, which, you know, pretty much he was. I don't think that that's a major issue for me. I mean, most of these head coaches are one side or the other. He's in charge of the bigger issues beyond play calling and schemes and that besides. And I think for the most part, that's gone pretty well under McDermott. But I just do not want to have this team lose because they're just, they can't get stops. And I think we could be headed there. We're talking about all the hits Allen took last night. Just like in Atlanta, right? Like the defense sort of stabilized in this game. Bishop made a couple of huge plays to save maybe touchdowns when other guys were nowhere to be found. But I still thought I was watching a Houston team that could do whatever it wanted on offense. The quarterback missed a lot. The running backs are not that good, so it didn't amount to much. But against a top team, it probably is a bigger problem.
Yeah, it was definitely the case in the first half. I'm way more, and I mean, look, they're banged up over there, and I don't want to roll out a bunch of stuff that might end up being portrayed or actually be excuses. I am way more worried about this offense, and I always have been. I'm harder on the offense in the playoff losses than you are, and maybe a lot of fans are. I don't know. And right now, the crisis on this team is that offense, because they gave up a field goal last night after halftime and had 4 3-and-outs in a row in the second half of this game. And yes, they were playing an elite defense. I'm supposed to have an elite offense. I'm back to the point about what have I got besides Allen and Cook. I don't have much. And that to me, I think for me right now, I'm more upset with Bean than I am McDermott. Because I think the failure to draft and develop receivers on this team and surround Allen with talent that can help you win a game like last night that is so tough, so hard, everything's hard. But if you got a guy that can help bail you out, That can make all the difference. It can make all the difference in Kansas City last year. It can make all the difference innumerable times.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And they have not done it. And I have sensed all through this year, subtly McDermott wanting to sort of distance himself from the run and stop the run. And like, we all know you love to run. Hey, I never said that. What I want to be is, you know, I want to have a multifaceted attack. I want to be able to do both things well. I feel like there's a fork in the road coming between them. Somebody called and tried to get this going earlier with the caller perceived odd interaction in the locker room between Bean and McDermott. I'm just listening to McDermott talk, and I feel like there's a reckoning coming. I think if this thing this year, if the offense does not find their way consistently enough, I feel like Bean could be the one that's in real trouble here.
Still time.
And that's not just to excuse every mistake McDermott's ever made or anything. Like the whole operation, I think, should be and is under scrutiny in a way that I don't know. I feel like we're in a different place today than we've been in a while. Maybe ever.
Here's Robert next. Hi, Robert.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the time. Actually, I was calling on a different topic, but Bulldog, you brought up a very good point. Before I even get to McDermott, I got to lay this at Dean's feet. You know, if you take a look at the last few draft picks that have kind of flamed out, I mean, McDermott only can deal with the players that he has. And, I mean, it's so frustrating. I feel like we're almost at a rebuilding stage at this point. And as much as I would like to see a new coaching staff, not coaching staff, but new group at the top, I'm afraid to do it because how long is that going to take? You know, you got Allen's going to turn 30. I feel like we're just completely wasting this guy. And then you look at the other top quarterbacks in this league. I mean, they all have like weapons. It's like we don't have anybody. It's like, how are we in this situation when the man's 29 years old and we've had such success at this point? It's just so frustrating. And then you take a look at the offensive coordinator. It's like he'll sit there, he'll make some really good calls, and then it's like at times it's like he flames out. It's like, what is he doing? I just don't understand. I'm not an expert by any stretch. I don't purport to be one, but I think you just have to look at the results, and at some point somebody's got to be held responsible. And I would put it on Bean's feet before I get to McDermott. But anyway, that's my 2 cents for whatever it's worth. But appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I mean, I just don't think it's really the time for it, but it's one thing that fans are talking a lot about today. Like, what if this season ends badly, whatever that means? I think it could even mean losing in the second round. Like, that's not progress. Even the AFC Championship, losing there would not be progress, literally. So fans are talking about it, and therefore I don't want to just blow it off. I just, what do you think the expectations are internally. Like, it is, we're all talking today. We're all hot, right? We're overheated from all this and stressed out, and we're all talking about it like it's way worse than it actually is. Like the season, the whole era, wasting Allen. I mean, they've won a playoff game every year for at least one for 5 years running. That's not something that every team just rolls out and does. So wasting, like we're going to extremes today. But what is the standard inside? Do they need to get to the Super Bowl or else? I tend to usually think about it like the standard is lower than that. And that's not to say that guys don't want it and might work as hard and be as capable as every other guys in the league, you know, any other front office. But I still, maybe it's insulting. Maybe this is sort of in a backwards way kind of insulting toward Terry Pegula or the Bills. Just think that, I bet he's thrilled, you know? That's just kind of how I see him, and I don't know if I'm right at all. Not that they're thrilled to lose to Houston, but just the overall performance of the Bills has been extremely positive in the McDermott years and Bean years. But maybe it's true that if they don't get to the Super Bowl, it's over. I don't know. I just tend to think that it won't be. Well, it's something we can sit with.
We got a while.
We already are. Sam Panayotovich coming up next. Bet Sweats. The Sabres host Chicago tonight. Pregame at 6. It is Football Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.